Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
And welcome back to Today's Issues. It is Election Day Eve. Well, at least Election Day Eve Day. If you're confused by that, I think I'm confused by it. But it's a bad a gaff care kind of day. So, geez, Tim, I worked it in one more time.
Of course, that's the new word created by Vice President Biden over the weekend. And it's worth another play. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
When a man can make up a word this quickly.
It goes into the lexicon.
Trump had Kafivi, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's
I think
that
Bush had a couple years ago. Bush had he had a couple.
Oh, yeah. What was that? It was that'll come to me.
Yeah, Bush had a couple.
He had a lot, so folks, we're not being partisan here. Right. We used to make fun of George Bush when he had his Bushisms. Yeah. That's what they called him.
Yeah. I think the difference is his Bushisms were made just out of human error, where Biden seems to be making his out of something's going on between his brain and his mouth. But go ahead.
Well, he just had, you remember the one where he said this wasn't a word.
Talking about Bush?
Yeah, President George W. Bush. This wasn't just a word, but remember he said he was making a speech and he said, "Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I won't get fooled again." Yeah. Remember he did that?
Yeah.
One? That was a classic.
Yeah. So let's hear the just one more time. Let's hear what the Vice President had to say over the weekend.
Barack and I think it's a right for people that bad at health care.
Got that? It's a right for people.
Now, stop. What is he really trying? Do you know what he's really trying to say there?
And let Steve jump in here, too. I think it's something to do with health care because it's bad at calf care. And he did kind of have a little bit of almost a health in there. Can you do that again? Let me just go ahead and see. See if you hear the word health.
What are the words he's trying to blend?
Yeah.
He's blending?
Well, see if you hear the word. He's trying to get to the word health care. So go ahead.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that bad at health care.
I think he's trying to say something about health care.
No, it is. He's used that line before, and I can't remember exactly the phrase that it is, but it's...
I know what he's saying.
Universal health care.
No, he's saying Biden health care.
Oh, Biden health care?
Listen to it really closely. I think I'm on to it. I think I've got Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna,
without turning the letters?
I've hit the beeper, and I can tell you what the mystery word is on that Vanna's about to expose. Go ahead.
Barack and I think it's a right for people that bad at health care.
I take that back. I think he's trying to say people have a right to have bad health care.
To have bad health care?
Yeah, I don't think that's
what
he's
saying. People have a right to have bad health care.
He's being very honest in that case, right?
Well,
let's be transparent. It's not going to be good health care, but you have a right to it.
That's what he said. Isn't that what it sounds like to you, Ed?
Listen, at this point, I'm totally lost now.
Okay. So it's a really, he's Vice President Biden has done a classic political thing here.
Yeah.
He's made up a word which can mean all things to all people.
Yes.
So make it what you want to be.
The Bushism I was thinking about was misunderestimate. Remember he said misunderestimate?
Make Casey Stengel proud.
Yeah. Yeah, Casey Stengel.
Misunderestimate's not a word.
That is true.
It is.
And I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. That was another one.
But Bush said that?
Bush said that, yes.
Okay. All right, Steve.
No, don't make me start. Okay. Hey, this is the COVID is coming back in this country, but it's also coming back in England. Boris Johnson on Saturday announced a new month-long lockdown of England because he's hearing that the outbreak may overwhelm their hospitals, they say. The restrictions has bars and restaurants only offering takeout food. Non-essential shops are going to have to be closed. People can only leave their home for a short list of reasons, including exercise. But never fear, British scientists are on the way. Now, included with this lockdown, we're seeing a lot of mental health issues. This is it's kind of the uncounted cost of this virus. Not only does the virus and get people on its own, but people, because they're locked up, because they're losing their jobs, because they're just hopeless for the future, they're seeing suicides. And in England, they said, in fact, this was a global number, I think, mental health has been deteriorating over the lockdown. Current figures show that there are around 800,000 suicides a year, the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally. So British scientists are considering lacing the water with lithium.
Now, lithium is an antidepressant.
Antipsychotic drug.
Right.
And it apparently calms people down. But there's some of it that occurs naturally in water, in what we consume. But they want to supplement the water. They're talking about it. These are major researchers. This occurred in the British Journal of Psychiatry, a major leading peer-reviewed study journal. And they're thinking about giving the nation lithium en masse.
Without permission. In other words, if you don't want the lithium, you don't drink the water, like when you go to Mexico from the United States. Listen, this is very serious. When you told me this story in our story meeting this morning, Steve, I really was taken aback. There's very few things that shock me about the quote unquote progressive mindset. Because when they're telling you you need to believe in science, you need to do what science tells you to do, usually that comes down to cutting saturated fat out of your diet. Right. But you make that decision. They are making the decision for you. And folks, that kind of thing would probably be here sooner than we think when a COVID vaccine is finally put on the market. I predict that there will be strong calls to force Americans to take that vaccine. Tim has talked about the possible nightmare scenario where if you don't have a card saying that you took the vaccine, you might not be allowed on airlines. You know, I mean, that's
or that to visit real, another state
or to visit another
I'm
state.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. This is the progressive mind state, the mindset of we know what's best for you, and now we're telling you, you have to do it.
Well, also with, and I know people may consider this to be, too far out, but if you have a major presidential candidate like Joe Biden saying he's ready to implement a national mandate with regard to mask and social distancing and testing, a national mandate, that sounds to me like, you know, for all the people saying, well, Trump thinks he's a dictator.
Right.
Biden sounds awful lot like a dictator right there, making those kinds of national mandates is what he's saying. That's what he said. That's his words.
Well, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, issued, quote-unquote, holiday guidelines, where he said that in California he was limiting the number of people who are families that could meet. He was saying, remember he said, if you go to a Christmas service, you should sing lower than you typically would. Remember all those things that we just kind of mocked the governor of California? Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden is essentially saying, well, I'm going to tell you how far away you can stand.
Okay, here's what I'm throwing out there, again, that people might think, well, that's a radical idea that could never happen. If you have a guy who's the president, like Biden, and he says, I'm going to institute a national mandate on face mask, on social distancing, and on
contact tracing.
Okay, then, how far away is that from him saying, we're also creating a national COVID police force to enforce the mandates I just laid out? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Is that is that crazy to think that could happen?
Steve,
I think it's unconstitutional.
Right.
But
If you're going to mandate something and you want it enforced, somebody's
got to have an enforcement mechanism.
Somebody's going to have to enforce it. Now, I would guess the first step would be try to enlist the help of local and state officials. But
they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it, I don't think.
Some states will. The blue states will. Illinois will. New York will.
Well, let them do it then. If you want to give up your freedoms like that,
right?
Let them do it.
A year ago, I would have, if I heard you guys saying this, I would have prescribed lithium to y'all. But listen.
red states are not going to, would not enforce a,
right.
a national mandate on face mask.
Listen to this, though.
Go ahead.
This is a statistic from the CDC. It finds that 8 out of 10 COVID-19 deaths reported in the U.S. have been in adults 65 years or older. If you focused all your efforts in containing this thing to people 65 years or older, in other words, the rest homes, if you reduced that by half, you wouldn't have a pandemic. Right. 80% of this pandemic is older people. And so I don't know why we're deciding.
So keep
that,
them safe is what you're saying.
Yeah,
keep them safe.
Yes, but you could put restrictions on visiting rest homes or something like that. I could see that. But putting masks on 2-year olds? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I think Vice President Biden right now is just trying to exploit the COVID fears. So that he can get in office.
Right.
And then it doesn't matter what he does or doesn't do
right.
because he's in there for 4 years. And then he can do everything else that the Democrats want to do to the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right now it's time to exploit the, well, it is real, COVID, and that is on the minds of a lot of people.
Right.
So I'm not suggesting it's a hoax or anything. It is real. I'm just saying what Biden says he could do to change the dynamics of the virus is impossible. Or has already been done by the president in the last 6 or 8 months, whenever, how long it's been now. There's not anything that Biden could do that the president and the states and the governors aren't
right.
already doing to address
right.
the virus. So other than what Biden's suggesting there, which is national mandates,
right?
Which is scary to me mm-hmm. when you're talking national mandates on things, what he talked about. There, which, you know, I played it for you a few minutes ago.
Right.
He didn't say, how am I going to enforce it? Well, you usually enforce government mandates with police or law enforcement of some kind.
And that's been tried with in states where they had these kinds of mandates, where they were going up and writing tickets in church parking lots.
Shutting down churches in California. Yeah. Shutting them down. Telling them you can't, here's what you can only sing 3 stanzas.
Yeah.
You know, no Thanksgiving in California. The governor of California is telling the people how they're going to celebrate Thanksgiving
right.
in terms of the number of folks they can have in their house. Is that right?
Right. And even if you are outside, you have to be socially distanced. I mean, there was a whole slew of them. We don't need to, rerun that comedy of errors. But
okay. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio, and we have a guest now. Our good friend Dr. Alveda King joins us. She is Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for the Priest for Life organization, and she's been in that capacity for several years now. Alveda, this is Tim. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I guess good afternoon to you. Are you in Atlanta today?
Right, Sam. I'm in Atlanta, so yeah, there's a little difference in time. Yeah.
Alveda, I wanted to have you on because you follow the pro-life cause as closely as anybody I know, and the pro-life cause, the rights of the unborn, is a big issue for us here at AFA and AFR, and I wanted you to grade the two candidates, if you would, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, on this issue, if you would.
Well, President Donald John Trump, A+ on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, from the womb to the tomb, regardless of skin color, 100% A+. Joe Biden on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, from the womb to the tomb, it pains me to say, zero.
Wow. So There's a clear difference. On this particular issue, the pro-life issue, the difference is stark. Donald Trump has been an A+. You grade him on the pro-life issue. Joe Biden, an F or zero.
Absolutely. Zero, F, zero. F to be 59% sometimes in some places. I would say zero.
How do you address people who say, like I'm sure I don't know what Biden says about, used to Democrats would say, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I don't believe I should impose my feelings on other people, on women. That was the line for the Democrats for a long time. Does Joe Biden, does he even talk about this, the unborn baby at all? I mean, he is Catholic. He says he's, you know, a good Catholic.
Vice President Biden says if he were to be elected, he would reverse all of the efforts to save the life of the unborn baby. He would call the executive order, everything. He would work with his Congress to reverse every advance that has been made to protect the life of the human being in the womb, the civil rights of the human being in the womb. So, and you know, abortion really is a crime against humanity because it takes the life of an innocent person who doesn't have anyone to speak out for his or her right. It's anti-women because some of those little babies in the womb are little girls that grow up to be women, but they kill them. So they never get to grow up to be a woman. Abortion hurts women. So Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, has said he would reverse all of that if he gets in office. He really did. On the other hand, our President Trump has already stopped money from going overseas to finance abortion in the Mexico City policy. He has put programs in place to help families, to help mothers, to have their babies and not abort their babies. He strengthened those types of laws. He has strengthened a society with a mother who says, I have to have an abortion because I can't afford this thing. I have to have an abortion because it won't let me finish college if I don't do that. So he's strengthening all those laws to help the mother, to help the baby, to help the father, to make sure that where it's possible, and a man and a lady, a father and a mother who want to live together in a home and not be punished by the law so that they can't get any assistance or help together, you know, that's what the welfare has done, and some of that has been corrected. Whereas if a woman has a man in the house, she gets no help. So they reversed some of that. He's made it possible for people to go ahead and get their education and afford it. So a lot of those things have been taken care of by President Trump. Joe Biden has said not only is he already said he's going to raise taxes, but he's going to refund abortion 100%.
Let me ask you this. One last question I have for you. Alveda King joining us. She is Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the great civil rights leader, and her dad also was the brother of Dr. King, and they worked together. Let me ask you this. The last 4 years, many in the media and a lot of people on the left, they started charging President Trump with being a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before he was president, he had a adoring fan base in the African-American celebrity community, Donald Trump, when he was a celebrity himself. And then all of a sudden, when he becomes president, he's called a racist, and they do this day in, day out. So it's like something becomes true because you say it over and over again. But I haven't seen any evidence, except you may cite Charlottesville, not you, but they'll cite Charlottesville, which is that was taken out of context. But what other evidence is there that President Trump is, where do they get this racist theme that they keep throwing out over and over again?
Well, you know, Tim, we've had this talk a long time through the years of playing the race card. If somebody doesn't help you with your agenda to cripple the black Americans by making them dependent on government instead of helping themselves, you know, instead of giving them a fish, teach them how to fish forever, then you call them a racist. Now, races, you know, I've got all these books out. We're Not Colorblind with Ginger Howard. Why Trump book, you know, my Why Trump, Alvita King. So a race is one blood. There's one human race, Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people. Now, we're one human race, but we have ethnic groups. President Trump, at his inaugural speech, said we all believe the same. So he's not a racist. He doesn't see us as separate races that need to fight with each other. He sees us as a human race. And then he's leveled the playing field with the historically black colleges and universities, getting a lot of African-Americans out of jail, reuniting with their families. Very low unemployment rate. I can go on and on with a lot of those. Healthcare, he's helped with healthcare in our communities as well, the economy. So he is not a racist. And as you say, so many African-American celebrities and all of that, and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton got benefits from him, got to get on Wall Street and succeed on Wall Street because of Donald John Trump. Really because, you know, God is behind those who will obey God. President Trump prays in that White House, he and his wife. He invites others to come to the White House and pray. He is not a racist. He says we all bleed the same. We are one race, different ethnic groups, and ethnicity is a plus, not a minus. And President Trump gets that. No, he's not a racist.
Yeah. Steve, you got a question for Alvita?
I do. Dr. King, this is Steve Jordahl. Listen, what do you make of people who say that they're pro-life, many of them evangelicals, but hate Donald Trump so much that they're justifying voting for Joe Biden by expanding the definition of pro-life to include things like global warming and universal health care, et cetera?
Well, what has happened, they are letting their emotions lead them, rather than the word of God, rather than common sense. And people say, well, I don't like the way he tweets, and he's mean, and Joe Biden has a nice smile. Well, Joe Biden is going to smile all the way to aborting some more babies, because Joe Biden was behind abortion with Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris. They all support that. They all supported in the 1990s, 80s and 90s, locking up black folks. And with these extreme charges, or something like marijuana. I mean, now people can, alcohol is legal, but alcoholism and driving a car and killing somebody while you're drunk is illegal. That's the way marijuana should have been treated. But locking people up for having one marijuana cigarette for life, all that kind of thing, to minimize and supporting the abortion of over 60 million babies in America legally since Roe v. Wade, with a third of those being black people. See? Now, so you're going to be mad about a tweet, but see your whole community decimated? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Alvita, what's your website? Where can people keep up with your ministry?
CivilRightsForTheUnborn.org and AlvitaKing.com.
AlvitaKing.com. Thank you, Alvita. Appreciate your sharing with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Always, thanks for the opportunity. God bless, stay safe, and if you've not voted yet, please go vote for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Thank you. Always good to have Alvita King on with us. We got 30 seconds or so, Steve. What do you got?
Melania Trump has been on the campaign trail for her husband. Listen to what she said at the campaign stump. This is Cut 8.
Yeah, Joe Biden says he could do a better job leading our great nation. Apparently, when you hide in a basement, you feel safe communicating your wishful thinking.
All right. All right. My apologies for my little coughing today. Due mainly to popcorn clog.
Popcorn.
Popcorn clog.
Better your throat than your arteries.
Duly noted, yeah. Steve. That'd be a good country song right there. All right, folks, have a great rest of the day. Keep listening to AFR, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.